From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Later this morning on Capitol Hill, Defense Secretary Robert Gates is expected to announce a year-long review of the effects of lifting the ban on gays serving openly in the U.S. military. NPR's Carol Van Dam has more.
Officials say the study, to be co-chaired by a senior Pentagon civilian and a top uniformed officer, will look at the practical and emotional aspects of lifting the ban. Officials say it won't happen overnight, but it can work over time without hurting the military's capabilities or cohesion. President Obama has stated that his goal is to repeal the ban. Gates is scheduled to testify today before a Senate panel, along with Admiral Mike Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Both are expected to weigh in on the current Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on gays serving in the military. One official says Gates and Mullen will give an overview of a more lenient standard for enforcing the ban until the study is completed. Under the law, engaging in homosexual activity is grounds for dismissal from the military. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama heads to New Hampshire today for a town hall meeting. That's where he'll unveil a new fund designed to boost small business lending. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Today in New Hampshire, President Obama will describe his plan to transfer $30 billion from TARP, the bailout fund for the banks, to a new program that will lend to small businesses. It will be targeted at small and community banks and will include incentives for those banks to increase their lending to small businesses. Banks could participate if their assets are under $10 billion, and those banks would not face the same restrictions as banks participating in TARP do now. The president is also proposing to eliminate all capital gains taxes on small business investments. The president plans to tell his audience today that small business hiring is crucial to economic growth, since small businesses created 65% of all new jobs over the last 15 years. And right now, they're having trouble getting loans from banks. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Toyota says it's seen no evidence of a possible electronic problem with the millions of vehicles being recalled because of sticky gas pedals. A Transportation Department official agrees. However, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it is investigating. This as dealers begin receiving parts to fix those pedals. Brian McCafferty owns a Toyota dealership in Oakland, California. His advice to Toyota owners?
They should just bring their vehicle into the dealership. We'll do an inspection for them, make sure there's no defect on their vehicle, and if there is, we'll make an appointment for them to fix it.
Toyota says it's losing tens of millions of dollars a week in sales amid the recalls. Later this morning, the National Transportation Safety Board is releasing its report on the likely cause of last year's crash of a regional airliner in upstate New York. That crash killed all 49 people aboard and one person on the ground. This is NPR News from Washington. Critically injured Haitians are once again being flown to Florida for medical treatment after the Obama administration agreed to pay the tab. NPR's Juan Ferreira reports from Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
The first flight delivered a handful of patients to South Florida, renewing a service that had been suspended for 5 days as authorities haggled over who'd pay the costs. The suspension came after Governor Charlie Crist told federal authorities that Florida hospitals were being inundated. Federal officials said spots on military transport planes will be reserved for those with life-threatening injuries. The military said one or two C-130 transport flights originating in Tampa would fly back daily with patients loaded on in Port-au-Prince. Earthquake victims suffer from injuries ranging from head trauma to spinal cord injuries sustained when countless homes and buildings collapsed. Some critics said suspending the flights cost some people their lives. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
The online travel site Expedia has won its fight with the city of Anaheim, California. A judge in Los Angeles says Expedia does not owe the city $21 million in back hotel taxes. Anaheim was trying to collect the money for rooms booked over the Internet. It's the first such ruling in California and one being watched closely by other online travel sites. They include Priceline, Hotwire, and Orbitz. Similar lawsuits and complaints have been lodged in other states, including Texas, Illinois, and New York. Sony Pictures Entertainment is laying people off, blaming slower sales of DVDs. 450 jobs are being cut. This is NPR News from Washington.